Guess who's 50 and fab?
Who?
We are. This is our 50th episode.
Oh, well, hi.
I love that you just didn't know that.
I had no idea. I'm not good with numbers.
You're like, oh my God. Yeah, we're 50.
That's
50
so
years
good.
Old.
Wow,
well, not
look
50
at us.
Years old.
We're 50 episodes
50
in.
50 weeks in.
That's amazing.
This is the 50th.
Wow.
So we are 50 and fab.
I love that.
February, it will be a year.
How amazing.
I know. Iconic, right?
Wait.
February.
How are we 50 episodes? Oh, because
bonus episodes. And
I was like, wait a minute, hang on. I know there's 52 weeks in a year,
yeah.
And it has not been a year since February. I had a moment. We're good. Okay.
Anyway, you're listening to The Rumor Mill. Welcome to your weekly pop culture news guide. I'm Spencer.
And I'm Lexi.
And we are here to brighten your Friday.
Of course. Or Saturday or Sunday, whenever you're listening.
Whenever you're listening. Maybe it could be in like 2025 and the pandemic's over and... I wonder, do you ever think about that? Like we're putting this stuff
the archives
on the internet. Like we're putting stuff on the internet, like in 20 years, when I have kids, because you don't want kids.
Yeah.
Like it'll all be out there.
I know. It'll be like I'll play it for my dogs.
And maybe if there's ever time travel, maybe someone's listening in 1950.
Who knows?
So hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Unfortunately, we are back in lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
Because of Rona, Miss Rona has reared her ugly head again.
She has.
And our governor has put us into lockdown.
Yeah.
So no restaurants, no movie theaters, stores are down to like, what is it, like 25% or
something like that, yeah.
I mean,
I'm not, here's
we'll get
the thing.
Through it.
Yeah, we'll get through it. We've been through the whole stages thing once before. We can get through it again. People just,
I just
need
miss
to...
going out in public and dressing in my clothes.
I mean,
I wear...
what do you mean?
Well, like,
you
can
still wear your
clothes. I go to work.
It's just a mask.
No, but I mean, like, I go to work,
uh-huh.
Or I do this. You know, restaurants are closed. Movie theaters are closed.
Oh, you can't, like,
a
go out.
A ton of my friends are in college away from me.
Flaunt off your outfits.
I know.
Yeah, I know.
Guess
I
what I just
that.
Bought with my first paycheck?
What'd you buy?
Versace.
Stop it! No, you did not. What did you get?
I bought, like, a sweatshirt. Well, not a sweatshirt. It's, like, a pullover, long sleeve.
I love
it's
that.
Red, and it has, like... gold handcuffs and chains and stuff all over it.
I love that.
It's Versace.
I
but like now everything's closed and I'm like, where am I going to wear it?
Yeah, where are you going to show it off?
My so cat. Funny. My cat will appreciate
it. I did
it.
Go to one movie and it was nice to see my old coworkers.
Because you're not going to work there anymore, right?
No. Yeah, my ex-boyfriend works there.
Oh.
And his ex-girlfriend who hates me.
That was a moment in time.
Yeah, I looked really cute that day. Let's just say that.
I
looked really good. I looked super good. I was walking out the door and I normally try to skirt by my parents when I have my more fashionable outfits, we'll say, on.
Okay.
And my dad looked at me and he goes, are you trying to look like an anime character?
Oh, he knew.
And I was like,
oh,
that is the highest compliment I could have received. I was like, I know I look snatched now.
Wow. You're probably like, now I can go to the movie theater and be like, wave, side eye.
Yeah, I looked great. I'm going to be honest.
Ex-boyfriend.
I looked fantastic. I was...
Just be like, can I get a large popcorn? Just stand there and be like... Mm.
Exactly. Oh my... No,
you
she...
would.
I would.
You
oh,
would.
I would. I totally would. I was just like...
Petty.
I'm a little petty.
Well, should we get to the song of the week?
Let's
it
get
is
to
my
it.
Pick
Let's
after all.
It
is time for the TRM song of the week. I bounced around a few ideas, but this week I've had one song on repeat. Like when I'm driving home... from Target almost every night. This is like my first song I listen to.
Okay.
It's by Cher. You know,
of course.
I'm a Cher stan.
Yes.
I was supposed to see Cher in concert and then everything shut down.
Which is tragic.
So we'll see if they reschedule it. I still have the tickets. We'll see. Heartbroken. So it's from her 1989 album Heart of Stone, and it is Heart of Stone. It's the title track. It's very Stevie Nicks-ish.
Ooh,
80s
we love
rock.
That.
Good vocal moments.
Yes.
It's basically about, like, instead of, like, losing at love, don't you wish your heart was just made of stone? It's very your aesthetic.
Oh,
and
my
like,
God. Okay, I'll have to... Since you're saying it's very similar to me
listen,
and it's
though,
about me, then
every
I
time I send you
it.
Song recommendations now, you don't even listen to them anymore.
I just forget. The problem is you send me, like, a picture of it, and you're like, oh, I should listen to it. I'm like, oh, I totally should.
Yeah.
But I'm always, like, in the middle
like
of
I did
doing
last
something
night.
Else. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm always like in the middle of doing something else and then I'll just forget.
Well, and you know it's probably not equal because if you sent me a song recommendation,
you're not gonna listen.
I actually did listen to the last one you sent me though, but it was a long time ago. You just kind of stop doing that because you know that I don't like your music, and
yeah,
there's more of a chance you'll like my music,
yes,
than the other way around. But anyway, yeah. Share.
That's what, like, I found a real, like, I've been listening to Glass Animals' new album that came out. It's so fantastic.
I don't know her.
So good. And I was like, man, maybe I should send some of these to Spencer. And I was like, no. No, it's not worth it.
No?
I was like, I'm going to send him my favorite song and be like, I love this song. So which one do you think? He'll be like,
it's not worth subpar. The dragation.
Subpar.
That's what I would say. It's not worth the dragging. I would drag you. It's not worth it.
I like them, but.
But anyway, let's get to the pop culture pop off. We have a lot of things we have to cover today.
Love it. Wait, what was the you said you told me you had news for me
before we started recording?
Yeah,
that we're 50 episodes.
Oh,
is it not good enough for you that this is our 50th episode?
I think it's wonderful. I just...
Okay, well, let's make it iconic. Okay,
yes.
So we're gonna be even shadier and pettier than ever.
Okay.
I'm ready.
I feel like I go in phases of like 1 week, I'm super mean. And then the next week I'm like, well, let's be more forgiving.
Like I'll listen back and I'll be like, I need to like be pettier. Cause like I'm truly petty. But like sometimes like if you're on like a moment, I'll be like, I'll let her have her moment. We go back and forth.
I mean, I appreciate that. Yeah. I feel like it's every other week. Yeah. It's like either this week, like you're super like petty and
on
shady.
It, yeah.
And then I'm like, well, and then the next week it's me.
Yeah.
And you're like, go on.
Yeah. So, Megan Thee Stallion and Tory Lanez. It's Tory Lanez, by the way. It's not Lanez. I was going on for weeks saying Lanez. We sound like idiots.
Well, it is what it is.
So, Megan Thee Stallion and Tory Lanez, two people we have talked about for a long time, for weeks. This whole shooting the feet scandal.
Yes.
We all know the story. They were leaving a house party.
God.
They were leaving a house party and they were in some sort of an argument. Meg got out of the car. She was with a friend. And then Tori, it was him and a friend and like four people in a car. And Tori and Meg got in a fight. She got out and walked away. And he pulled out a gun and like shot her in the feet.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. Anyway, there's some more scandal. If that wasn't already scandalous enough,
okay,
get ready for this.
All right.
Megan Thee Stallion now claims that Tory offered her hush money to keep quiet about the alleged shooting after it happened.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
And he offered her friend a bribe to keep quiet about it.
I mean, I'm not surprised, so...
I'm not either, but, like, that's kind of the scary part.
Yeah.
Like, if you're offering somebody a bribe...
If you're willing to shoot somebody in the foot, I wouldn't be surprised if you offered them hush money.
I mean,
that's kind of how I feel about it. It just kind of comes with the territory.
So, Megan recently was on the cover of GQ magazine, which was an amazing photo shoot, by the way. Amazing. Queen. And I don't listen to Megan Thee Stallion. There's, like, people I don't listen to, but, like, I still like them. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, not exactly a friend in my head, but, like, I appreciate them.
Yeah.
Megan Thee Stallion's one of those people.
I love that.
So, in the magazine, in her interviews where she revealed he offered her a bribe. So, here's what she said. I'm really scared because this is like right in the middle of all the protesting. Police are just killing everybody for no reason. And I'm thinking, I can't believe you even think I want to take some money. Like, you just shot me. So,
yeah.
Obviously that means a bribe, a payoff.
Yeah. It's just...
Just, like...
I mean, if...
It's just
fair,
so, like... What?
It's just a whole big unnecessary situation, to be honest. There was no need.
It's so low down. Low down and dirty. And
I feel bad for Megan.
These people
like, she's in a situation that just sucks, and it's not
her
fault.
Her album,
she tried to walk away.
Her debut album came out today or so.
Oh.
So good for her. So she's in it.
Go off.
I don't know what he's doing. His career's over. Bye.
Get out of here.
Not that I really ever knew who he was before this.
No, I didn't either.
So.
Well...
Next.
Good luck.
Thank you, next.
Go off, Megan. Hopefully things go better for you.
Next on the docket is also about a victim.
Mm.
But I feel a professional victim. Like a fake victim.
Okay.
You know my favorite victim is Miss Taylor Swift.
I already
queen
knew.
Victim, queen victim of all victims. In this case, I kind of agree with her, which is a little bit shocking.
Okay.
So... This week, she's making some waves. Well, it's not really her. It's her music is making waves. Scooter Braun, who we all know, purchased her music catalog for hundreds of millions of dollars a year or two ago.
Yeah.
They're arch enemies. She claims that he bullies her and that Justin Bieber's a part of it. And like, he's a manager to a lot of artists. And so there's always like some messiness. Like, she claims Kanye's kind of in that group, and that he's a big bully. She's a victim. But in this case, I kind of feel for her, because we talked about, you know, when her master recordings were sold, she didn't have the opportunity to buy them. Yeah. And then somehow they ended up in the hands of someone she says bullies her. So, like, could you imagine?
Really, like, yeah, I would be furious.
Sold all of these podcast episodes to like, your ex-boyfriend, and he owned all of the rights and everything and was making royalties off of this.
That would drive me insane. I would lose my mind.
Fuming. Yeah. So that is, like, where I'm kind of Team Taylor. Yeah. But I like Scooter Braun. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, do you know anything about Scooter Braun?
Not really. I mean, I've never really paid attention to... I could ask my boyfriend, because he loves Taylor Swift. He'd probably know.
Ask him. He'll be Team Taylor, then, if he's, like, a Swiftie. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a Swiftie.
But anyway, to the news of the story. So this week, Scooter sold her masters. Sold them to a new company for, like, $300 million.
Jeez.
And she is, once again, not happy, because she didn't have the opportunity to buy them.
Why didn't he sell them back to her? I guess if he's
because he's petty. Yeah. If he's a bully, I don't know. And unfortunately... Well, actually, fortunately for her, they ended up in, like, a private shareholder group, like, investors or something.
Mm-hmm.
So she was like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. My masters are sold. You know, previously she had revealed she was going to re-record all of her old albums and put them out so that, you know, her masters from the past would lesser in value and wouldn't benefit Scooter or something like that.
Yeah.
So now she was like, maybe I don't have to do this. If my old music is in the hands of somebody who wants to work with me, that's great. Come to find out, in the contract of the sale, there's a little line that still says Scooter will receive royalties from this new company.
So
she had to write them a letter basically saying, I want nothing to do with this. If you ever get away from Scooter and his people, we can talk. Until then, I'm going to re-record all of my old music so my fans can listen without guilt and so that I can feel good about my old music.
Which, I mean, good for her.
JoJo did that. You know JoJo?
Yeah.
So her first two albums were on a label that, like, tanked, and they would never release the rights for them to go on streaming services. She couldn't perform them. And so for a while, she couldn't make any new music. And so she re-recorded her first two albums and put them out for people to listen to. Nice. So it's kind of common now.
Yeah.
I think that labels have too much control over artists. In this case, are you Team Taylor? Or team
Yeah, I would say others? Team Taylor. Because, I mean, if I was in her position, I would feel the exact same way. So I don't blame her for feeling how she feels.
Yeah.
It makes sense to me.
Someone commented, I thought it was really interesting. Someone commented on the post from our Instagram and said it was like human trafficking, but for music. It was like trafficking.
I thought, yeah, I mean, that's a very, like, it's a very strong comparison, but I can understand where they're coming from with that of, like, you know, it's...
Like, you make music and you don't own it.
Yeah, and it's just getting passed around and all these other people get to make money off of it and you don't get anything.
Yeah. Okay, so I don't like Taylor Swift, but, like...
I rooted for her on this one. Yeah.
But we have some Housewives shows we gotta talk about.
Yes.
That was, a vibrant... Yes!
Well, I'm fixing my pants, and I wanted the microphone to hear me, so I was like, yes. Okay, I have a quote for you. Best quote of the entire episode.
Which one? Salt Lake City
Salt Lake City. Salt Lake City. It was best quote of the evening, let's be honest. Quote of the week.
It was.
If I give you a Chanel necklace and you choke on it, that's your problem, not mine. Absolutely.
I am unwell.
Amazing. It was so good.
It was just perfect.
So well executed.
If that is not Lisa's tagline next season...
Honestly.
We can't be friends.
I know. It was so good. I feel like my opinions of each of the Salt Lake
totally
cast members.
Have totally changed again.
Yeah. They change. Like, it's like they change
every week.
All the week.
Per
even
minute.
Throughout. Yeah. Per minute. I'm like, what? I feel differently about each one of you. It's crazy.
So this week.
I'm sorry, but I literally, this cast is
perfect.
So perfect. They're seriously perfect. Because it's like either I'm totally rooting for you or I'm totally rooting against you and there's no in between. And every week it can be completely opposite of each other. And
I'm
just like, this is wild. It's so
good.
This
is what we need in 2020.
I'm going to let everybody know I'm a fan of each one of them, even if I don't even like you. I am a fan because they're fantastic.
So this week, obviously, we had planned to recap Salt Lake City and Potomac, but I'm behind on Potomac.
I'm an episode behind on Potomac.
We watched OC and we were like, oh, some things happened that we need to talk about.
Yes.
So let's start with Salt Lake City.
Yes.
R-H-O-S-L-C. I just want to say it over and over and over and over.
Long acronym.
And if you hear some rain outside, well, it's probably rain because it's raining.
It's raining here with us while we're recording.
So it's cozy.
So it's very cozy.
With a sweater on.
I know. I have vintage sweater that I thrifted.
It's like that weird time in between fall and winter and nobody knows what to do between Thanksgiving and Christmas. Mm-hmm. We're in that moment.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's very
I'm
lovely.
Here for fall.
I'm very excited. I can't believe that Thanksgiving is next week.
I know. Right?
I'm very excited about it. You're celebrating today. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is early.
So next week, I don't know if we'll do an episode because it's Thanksgiving and we're busy.
Yeah, when are we going to do it?
We'll talk about it.
Let's move on.
Let's get to the housewives.
Yeah.
So Salt Lake City, so much to unpack here. We started the episode off with the fallout from Jen and Mary's hospital smells feud.
Okay. How did you feel?
Okay. Last week, you convinced me to be on Team Mary and that it wasn't a big deal. Okay. But seeing Jen's reaction, I just feel like if I was in the hospital with, you know, a family member or close friend who was going through something serious, and then I left to go to dinner with friends to lift my spirits, and one of them walked in and went, ew, it smells like hospital in here. I'd be like, that's just, like, like, it's poor taste. And, like, I know it's not, like, a direct jab at her family, and she's kind of taking it as, oh, Mary's disrespecting my family that my aunt had to have her legs amputated. I just feel that it was kind of insensitive based on what Jen was going through. However, Mary stepped up and was like, I would never want to hurt you. I'm sorry. Come here and give me a hug. I was like, done.
Yeah,
That was perfect.
Yeah,
and
I think
this
that was
episode,
good.
From the last one, this episode, I really liked Mary.
Oh, same.
She was like...
She seems very mature, very kind of like not afraid to like get down and brawl a little bit, but also she's still going to be classy and be like, you know what? I'm the first lady of the church. Let's
set this
aside, hug it out. No ill intentions on either side. Let's put this behind us.
Are you still Team Mary on the whole Jen and Mary feud?
I am. I understand Jen's feelings. I do. I totally understand where she's coming from, but
I don't
like.
Wasn't it insensitive?
I just don't feel like it's that big of a deal.
Okay, take it this way: if you were in the hospital and your mom just had her legs amputated, and you were there for days, hours, and finally you were like, "I have a minute to myself. I'm going to go out to dinner with Spencer, lift our spirits. We're going to laugh." And I walked in and sat down and went, "It smells like hospital in here." Ugh.
Well, I'd just be like, I don't like the smell of hospital either. So I'd be like, I know, it sucks, but I also smell like hospital.
See, I see it both ways.
I don't know. I can understand why she would have her feelings hurt. I totally do.
But the thing is,
just don't think that it needed... Here's the thing. I understand that her feelings were hurt, and that's fine, but I don't think it... I think it got escalated to a level it didn't need to be.
Okay.
And that her emotional response to it was too big and too much for what actually happened.
Okay.
And that's how I feel about it.
I can see that.
So,
and I think that, but at the same time, different things are offensive to different people. So you could say something that you think is totally fine or funny or whatever, and I could take offense to it and vice versa.
Absolutely.
So it's over. Mary apologized. I think she was the bigger person in that moment, although I still love Queen Jen.
We do.
Queen Jen Shaw.
She's,
icon living.
Yes.
I liked how Heather had Jen's back, even though I feel like Heather thought Jen was overreacting.
I started off with some strong, like...
Mean girl vibes?
Yeah, she just seemed... I mean, I'm still, like, warming up to her, but I like her more now. Because I think that she... I think that she's trying to do the right thing.
For everybody.
Yeah, she genuinely has a good heart. And I can appreciate that about somebody, and I can respect that.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think that... She's great. I think that she handled that situation well, where she's like she wasn't mean
peacemaker
to Mary.
Almost.
She's just like,
and Mary,
so what was up with that? And like, what was up with that comment? And I just thought that she was very like
mature about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was good.
And Meredith, last week, we threw some shade at Meredith for a little lack of personality. I was very impressed though this week. Meredith was kind of a peacemaker at her own birthday party, and I figured out that's her role. Like, yeah. She may not be the most entertaining on the cast, but she's the peacemaker, and a peacemaker is always essential, and that's Meredith. And I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
I'm good with it now.
Yes.
But I think if there is a weakest link on the cast right now...
It might be her.
It might be her. What do you think? Who do you think is the weakest link right now?
I can...
But I love them all.
I do too. I love them all. I think... I don't want to pick a weakest link. I think that...
They all have their good and bad.
Yeah, because I mean, what else is Meredith's drama?
Her son is cool.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, her marriage.
Oh, wait. She's the one who went out and they were...
He was like, let me see your phone. And she's like, no. Okay, no.
No, you can't say that she's the weakest link for that.
Okay, I forgot about that. Okay, Meredith, I take that back. You were last week. This week, you proved yourself.
Yes.
Because you brought that storyline with the marriage.
Yeah.
So let's just, because we're talking about it, let's jump ahead a little bit and talk about the whole phone thing.
Okay.
So Meredith and her husband Seth went out to dinner, and Seth revealed on camera that they're actually separated.
Which was like,
whoa. Second episode, and we're already bringing marriage trouble? Amazing. and, you know, he made a comment. He was like, if I wanted to see your phone, you would never give me your phone. And it sparked a debate between them where Meredith was like...
She's cheating.
I think so?
Without a doubt.
I think she had a point, though. You know?
No. Without a doubt.
No, listen.
Without a doubt.
Listen.
Without a doubt.
You don't own me. I'm glad that I can go through your phone, but my phone is mine and you don't own me. And if someone sends me a text, it's not for your eyes.
It's not about that.
Is she hiding... Okay. Yes. If somebody doesn't give you their phone, are they hiding something?
Yeah. If you're in a relationship... Here's the thing. I had to bring in my boyfriend at the time.
Yeah.
And we went into therapy because he was hiding his phone from me. And that was always his argument of like, well,
you don't own me.
Yeah. It's my phone. Privacy. Like, I don't have to show you whatever, blah, 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 blah.
And he was cheating.
Oh, and you know what happened when I went through his phone? He was talking to his ex-girlfriend. He was talking to his ex-girlfriend behind my back, who was spreading rumors about me.
So what is the likelihood that Meredith is cheating?
100%. Without a doubt. There's no reason to hide your phone.
Unless
you're hiding something. Because that's the thing. It's not about... He shouldn't get access, you know... He doesn't need her Instagram password. He doesn't need her Snapchat password.
Her banking password.
Yeah, her email, login, whatever. That's not the point. You don't need to have complete and total control and like dominion and surveillance over what your partner is doing all the time. But if I can't hand you my phone
and be like, I have nothing to hide.
Yeah.
Go through it all.
Yeah, exactly. Like if my boyfriend
Who are these DMs from the rumor mill? Is this your secret boyfriend? No.
Yeah, exactly. Some of my ex-boyfriends would have thought that. But no, but like literally like that's something that I love about my current relationship is that...
It's open?
Yes. And it's like if I want to use his phone for something, there's no like, well, what do you want to do on it? It's just, oh yeah, go ahead.
Yeah,
and
whatever.
Vice versa. Like if he wants to use my phone, oh yeah, go ahead. There's no like...
Do it.
Yeah,
but see,
there's no qualms about that.
I would feel that way, but at the same time, I have nothing to hide, but it would be like, well, here.
Here's the thing. I don't want, because I've also been with somebody who wanted to like go through my accounts weekly or however, and like to make sure. And that's where it becomes unhealthy. Like that is not okay. But if it's like a conversation of, I'm concerned about whether or not you're being faithful to me. And going through your phone would prove to me that you're being faithful and you won't show them your phone. Do you see where that kind of is like
a
bit of a red flag?
I do.
Like so we can put this...
There are some
like,
red flags
That's the thing
here.
Is you can put that whole conversation to rest.
By just being like, here.
Yeah,
fine,
here you go.
Do
if
it.
You, if you want to look through it, you can look through it. You might find some... And weird things on there, but there's nothing of like true concern of me being unfaithful. Like weird as in like, you know, here, what was I Googling at 3 a.m. last Tuesday? I don't know either.
Mean, like,
but
like literally last night when I was watching the episode and Lisa mentioned something about LDS, I was like, what's LDS? And I Googled LDS.
Oh, Church of Latter-day Saints. Yeah.
So like, you know, it's just your phone is you.
Yes,
so there is
absolutely.
there is some sort of like protectiveness over it. But if you have nothing to hide, then... What are you
and
hiding?
With your partner, you should be able to be completely transparent and authentic with yourself anyway.
Yeah.
And that's where, for me, it's like, I don't blame him at all because it's like, it's not about, you know.
Well, and he leaves her on camera later in the season. Yeah. So we'll see how that goes.
For sure. And that's where it's like, everybody's going to feel differently about it. Personally, to me, I think it's wrong to be regularly going through somebody else's stuff.
Yeah.
It's a matter of trust. And if you're supposed to be partners in a relationship, you should be able to access each other's devices and not have it start a fight. Because it's like, what are you afraid they're going to see if they go on there?
Oh.
That's how I feel about it.
Are we taking a tea break?
Yes. This tea's really good. I'm digging this jasmine.
Mm, okay. Anyway, we also got to see the beginning of a new feud that has the fans divided.
Yes.
And that was Lisa and Whitney. Now, let me break it down, and then we'll give our opinions, because I have some. And I know you will, and we'll have a moment. So, Whitney, I don't want to say confronted, but she walked up to Lisa and was like, you know, hey, thank you so much. Well, did she even say thank you? I don't even know if she said thank you.
Yeah, I think she was. I think she did.
Well, she walked up to Lisa.
Yeah, she was like,
and
hey,
started
thank
talking
you so
about
much.
Her
I thought
vow
she
renewal.
Did say thank you.
Her, yeah. Well, I don't know. Anyway, we'll get to it.
Okay.
And they talked about her vow renewal, which Lisa was not invited to, but Lisa was generous enough to provide free tequila from her company to Whitney's vow renewal. Like, I think Lisa said she gave her enough tequila for 500 people and that it was a free gift. Even though she wasn't invited to the vow renewal, it was still a gift,
mm-hmm.
olive branch of friendship.
Yeah.
A really nice, expensive thing to do.
For sure.
And Lisa walks up, and Whitney walks up to Lisa and starts talking about the vow renewal and was like, yeah, and by the way, the bartenders were kind of drinking it too. They were getting sloppy. My bar got so wrecked and we ran out at 6 p.m. and kind of started off this list of complaints. And Lisa was embarrassed. Like, you could tell the way she was moving, talking, embarrassed.
Yeah.
Because that makes her look unprofessional, which I would totally be embarrassed if that was me. With this, I know you love Whitney, and I love Whitney, especially this episode, how she's opening up about her family and everything. And
oh, for sure.
Pole dancing, and I love it all. I am Team Lisa because I feel like if you give someone a gift and it goes awry, or there's something wrong with it, or it messes up, if you tell them to your face, it makes you look ungrateful, and it makes it look like it wasn't good enough. So instead of Whitney coming up to her and being like, thank you for your gift, I appreciate it so much, I'm going to shut my mouth if there were issues with it because it was generous. Maybe we can, I just want to let you know there were some issues that maybe we can talk about at a later time that I'm not just going to throw on you in the middle of a party. I just feel like I provided you with all of this free alcohol worth thousands of dollars, and you come up to me before you can say thank you, you make sure to let me know it wasn't good enough and that it was messy. You can go now.
Okay. I'm Team Whitney on this, and let me tell you why. So, firstly, it was incredibly generous of Lisa. Let's start there so there's no confusion. I think that was an incredible gift that Lisa did, especially given that she wasn't even invited.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, so crazy on that. Very, very...
The rain.
The rain's really hitting the window, yeah.
It's okay. It's okay. Ambiance.
It's peaceful.
Let's wait a minute.
Just listen.
Oh my gosh.
It's really coming down.
Okay, this rain is not going to let up, so let's just keep going.
Okay.
What was I saying?
I think it's incredibly generous of Lisa what she did. Let's start there. However, if I'm running a company, I am in Lisa's position where I've done this hugely generous thing.
Yeah.
And I send this alcohol to a party.
Mm-hmm.
And I find out that my bartenders were behaving unprofessionally.
Uh-huh.
I would want to know about that.
I would too.
I feel like...
I think that's valid.
I think imagine if Lisa Vanderpump did the same thing, right? Where she sent, you know, a bunch of free alcohol and she sent...
Two
of her pump bartenders were getting sloppy behind the bar. Things were broken.
Mm-hmm.
Alcohol that wasn't supposed to be drank was found being drunk. Do you think Lisa would have been, like, Miss Vanderpump would have
Miss
been...
Miss Vanderpump?
Do you think that she would...
Miss Vanderpump.
Yes. Do you think...
She would be unhappy. She'd be fired.
Yeah. She'd be like, who was sent? I will speak to them immediately. They may be fired.
Yeah.
Because that's where it's like, I don't think it's a bad... Here's the thing. I think what her bartenders did was not a bad reflection on Lisa from Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
Because she hired two people and entrusted them to do a good job, right?
Yeah.
She already did something amazing by sending her alcohol and sending that gift out there, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think what makes Lisa look bad and look like a bad businesswoman to me wasn't the fact that her bartenders were unprofessional, but the fact that when she was told that her bartenders were unprofessional, she was offended by it. Well, and that made me kind of like, ugh, not like her a little bit. I'm not going to lie.
Don't you do
because
it.
I was like, look.
I love Lisa.
I understand that it's embarrassing. I talked to Lisa.
She likes all of our she follows us. She likes our photos on Instagram. I feel a loyalty to Lisa Barlow because she was one of the first Salt Lake City housewives to follow us on Instagram.
Here's the thing. Let me clarify this. She always answers my messages. I think she's wonderful, but I didn't like that response because I was like, I feel like, and maybe this is just me, and this is just the way that I am wired, but it's like, if someone gives me a critique, as embarrassing as it may be,
you have to accept
it. I have to accept it and be like, okay, how do I fix this and prevent it from happening in the future? I need to look into this because maybe Whitney was, you know, full of hot air, like Lisa was saying, like, yeah. How dare you say that? Maybe that's none of that happened. And maybe that's true. But to dismiss it immediately and not look into it
at all. And take it personally.
Yeah, and take it personally. I think that was wrong. Because it's like, what if Lisa keeps those bartenders
and sends them
to another event and the same thing happens? Then Lisa's going to be smacking herself in the forehead and being like, well, how did I not see this coming?
Yeah.
This is so stupid.
I could lose my liquor license.
Yeah, like you can't like...
It's business. Yeah, it's not personal.
Yeah. And that's where it's like, I understand she's afraid to lose her liquor license, but that's where like, if it was to be taken to that level of like, they're looking at her and being like, well, what did you do about it? If this was true. And she was like, oh, I did nothing about it. Then they could be like, okay, well, you're not obviously paying attention to what's going on. But if she's like, oh, I investigated what was happening. I dealt with it according to the laws.
I fired those employees
and I made sure that that will never happen again. Then it'd be like, okay, so you had two lame employees, but we're not going to take your license away for that.
But see, that's completely valid. And as if I was a business owner, as a business owner in her shoes, I would want to know about it. I have a problem with the way Whitney did it. I think you're at a party and that's the time to lodge a formal business complaint. Like,
that's valid. That's fair.
I feel like if there was a real issue and Whitney was concerned about it, if it was that much damage or the bartenders were that sloppy in her basement, then I would have called Lisa to lunch and said, I want to thank you so much for this gift. It was so generous, but I have some concerns as the owner of the business. I feel like you should be aware of. These bartenders were doing this. They left my house in a mess. I'm totally appreciative of you. It's not a reflection of you, but these employees were out of line. I wanted to let you know. She did that on camera in that party and did it in a way I would have been offended. I would have been personally offended because it wasn't brought to me as like a concern for my business. It was like, well, your employees did this in my basement. But anyway, thanks for the gift.
Yeah, that's fair. I can see that.
But I love Whitney.
That's valid.
I think that was for the camera, and I think that she did that on purpose. Team Lisa.
Okay.
I love Whitney,
you know what?
But Team
okay.
Lisa.
You know, I can agree with that. I can agree with that.
Whitney's...
I will extend my mercy.
Yeah. I mean, the message was valid. The way she did it was just like...
No, it's not what you say, it's how you say it.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair.
Cool. This is like the first time I've ever convinced you of anything.
I know. Lisa, I apologize. I apologize.
But I love Whitney. I just think that was inappropriate.
I think it was inappropriate. Yeah. No, I agree with you. I totally agree.
And just Whitney's dad's hair? What is that happening?
He seems like he's really trying to do it.
And I love how
I
open she's being about her family, and she's going to go to Mary's church.
His hair looks like a wig.
It does. And he has his own hair care line. Remember she said that he owned like salons and everything before he had his addiction?
Oh.
Okay.
I think it's wonderful that she's so open about all of that stuff with her family.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Mm-hmm. That they're
and I love
being
that her
so
and Heather
vulnerable.
Are cousins.
Wonderful. I know.
I love that.
I think it's so iconic.
Now, I want to get to the moment of the night that we all were just like living for.
Yes.
The end of the ski trip, the end of the episode, Lisa versus Heather. The whole I don't know her feud came to a head.
Also, I'm not going to lie real quick. I know this is mean. And every time somebody cries, I feel bad. But when you're so Botoxed,
Was Heather crying? I couldn't figure out if she was crying or not.
I swear, it was like, I was like feeling bad for her, but also when you're so Botox like that and you try to cry, it just doesn't work. And so it's just like a little funny. And I was like, I feel so bad for her in this moment, but also it is funny.
It is.
Not because like but what she's going through is funny, it's no. just that people with Botox crying looks yeah, funny.
It doesn't work.
No.
It malfunctions.
No, there's just no shade, no tea. It's just how it is.
It's just an observation. Yeah. Anyway, I have one message for you.
Okay.
Thumbs up, bitch.
Yeah.
Thumbs up.
Okay, do you think thumbs that... Okay, up. Firstly.
I knew that. Didn't we all know that the thumbs up emoji is a virtual FU? Like, yeah. It is the most aggressive emoji you could send.
I mean, I think it depends on the context.
No.
Well, if you're my dad, maybe. Then yeah. thumbs up literally is just like, okay,
you know,
cool.
Thumbs up. I don't know what else to say to end this conversation. I'm going to send you a mom emoji.
Yeah.
Which is a thumbs up. But if you're talking to a person of your age, that's a big F you.
Oh, yeah. Up. There's so many like seemingly like innocent emojis that if you send them at the right time, they are toxic. Like the emoji with the little hearts around it. I use that one all the time.
Really?
Yeah. It'll, like I posted something on my store the other day because I'm having problems with my nose
sparkles,
piercing.
Like...
Yeah, it's so true. I'll be like, what's like a good example? I'll just make something up. It'll be like, ran into my ex today. He was so nice. Heart the face with the little hearts around it emoji. It's like, that doesn't mean it was so nice.
No.
That means it was terrible and I hate him.
And you know what? Lisa knew.
Oh,
she was
did.
Like, thumbs up. You know what you sent me. And Heather was like, it was just a thumbs up. And then in her confessional, they were like, so the thumbs up emoji, was that a big F you? And she was like, absolutely.
Yeah.
Which, is it okay to be on both of their sides?
Yes.
Because I feel like Lisa being like, I don't know her with Heather was kind of, it was rude. But then at the same time, then Heather being petty and sending an emoji. I think this is, if I was Heather and I was like feuding with somebody.
I would feel the same way as Heather though.
And I sent a thumb emoji, I would think to myself, I'm sending her an FU, but if she says anything about it, all I can say is, it's a thumbs up. What are you talking about? It's emoji. It's perfect. It's literally the perfect FU.
It literally is perfect. Absolutely.
So I'm on both of their sides with the whole, I don't know her. Feud.
I feel like, yeah, I mean, I don't know her. I just feel like Lisa needs to explain that a little bit.
Well, maybe it was like...
And be like,
maybe when Heather says they've known each other for 20 years, maybe it's not known, but know of.
Well, like, that's maybe where I think Lisa it needs to be explained. Because Heather's making it sound like...
They were best
they
friends
were like
for 20
besties,
years.
And Lisa's making it sound like, yeah, I mean, I knew who you were. Like, I knew your name. I knew you as the good time girl. Like that's
or
all...
I heard rumors that you flashed people in a dorm.
Yeah, like I heard
maybe
rumors
that's
about
all
it.
Lisa and remembers. I don't know.
But that's where it's like weird because then
but
it's
then
like,
just say that.
Yeah, it's like it's just I don't know.
I don't
it's
know.
Just strange. It's yeah. very.
And Mary, she was like, strange. I didn't know what that meant. She was like, thumbs up. What?
I know Mary's reactions
Mary's
to
facial
everything.
Expressions and everything.
So good.
And
so
Zen
good.
Zen was very calm this episode in her cheetah. Thing ski
loved
outfit
it. Loved it
okay. Who else? Meredith, Peacemaker, Whitney. We talked about Whitney. I texted you earlier this week and I was like, after the pandemic we're planning a trip to Salt Lake City.
Yes,
I've
absolutely.
Never skied.
Skiing is fun. It's fun.
I just feel like Salt Lake City is where I can wear my Versace.
Absolutely. I here's what I think I
here's
think
how
that...
I think here's how I feel or here's what I think you kind of
Both.
Mix those okay
I did here's yeah. how I think no, here's how I feel and here's what I'm thinking. I think that I really genuinely like all this cast. And I think that there's like moments right now where I'm like, ooh, I didn't like that behavior, honey. I didn't like that behavior from you. I didn't like that from you. I didn't like that from you. But overall,
then there's like redeeming moments.
Yeah.
Throughout.
I like everybody.
Yeah.
And let's compare this to OC. Where I strongly dislike some of the cast. And there's like nothing they have done to redeem themselves. Right? So like...
So should we just... Let's bounce on over to
RHOC.
Let's
bounce over to RC. I just want to wrap up Salt Lake City real quick. But let me just say like... I have thrown some shade at some of these cast members. Mm-hmm. But I honest
I
to God really like all of them. And I feel like as the season goes on especially... Mm-hmm. The one, it's how it always goes. I'm realizing that I don't think I'm a very good judge of character.
Oh,
because people
no.
that I initially like, I will end up
and
being
that's
like,
reality TV.
Oh,
that's
I don't
TV.
Like you at all. And the people I initially don't like, I'm like, oh, redeeming moment. I do like you.
I mean, look at Mary. Last week we were all judging her for this whole grandpa thing. And then this week it's like,
oh, I kind of see you.
Maybe.
Yeah. And that's that really comes down to like when you get the full story about something, then and sometimes your mind changes. And we're only 2
episodes
changes.
In out of 13.
But there's so much has happened in just these 2 episodes, which is amazing. So I just want to just clarify.
This reunion is going to be
gonna be
good.
So good.
And you know what? There are people in the Bravo community. There are lots of people that I would think to myself, I would love to interview them. I would love to talk to them. If I ran into them on the street, I would love to take a picture with them. There are some people that I would think I can like them from a distance. Mm-hmm. If I saw you, maybe I'd say hi.
I literally would want to meet and speak to every single one of these women. There's not a single person on this cast that I'm like...
I could pass on.
Yeah.
Like, there's no one I would pass on.
I'm absolutely obsessed with each and every one of them and how the season is going to be.
I think that Salt Lake City is... So my
favorite... It's a rising star.
My favorite franchise is 50-50 between Beverly Hills and New York. Salt Lake City's giving them a run for their money.
Oh, absolutely. I'm quickly feeling like this might end up becoming my favorite franchise.
Yeah.
Because I'm just...
And this is season 1. Can you imagine when it's on season 10?
I know. Where will we be?
I don't even know.
I love it. Absolutely obsessed.
We're obsessed.
100%.
And also, the rain has let up.
Thankfully.
So, I think it's a sign. Let's talk about OC.
Okay.
Let's recap The Real Housewives of Orange County, the latest episode.
Yes.
I just have some spark notes. Elizabeth is a queen legend icon.
Absolutely.
Bronwyn's mom is a wackadoodle.
Yes.
Vow renewals are the Bravo kiss of death.
Correct.
That's
the recap. So
we just have to talk about this vow renewal. Bronwyn and her husband had a vow renewal with all their kids there, all their friends. Lovely.
How beautiful.
However, throughout Housewives history, vow renewals are the kiss of death.
Oh, well, they showed
Vicky
the flashbacks,
and Dawn,
yeah.
Shannon and David, Ramona and Mario, Cynthia and Peter, Teresa and Joe. Everybody in the world has vow renewals when they're trying to save their marriage.
Here's what I think. I think that you're trying to bring back that feeling that you
that
first
magic.
Had when you first married them, and then you do the vow renewal, and if it's real, then you'll have that moment. Like, I honestly think that Bronwyn and Sean will be okay because they were both beaming.
Yeah.
I mean, we haven't seen the whole thing yet.
We now know that they're having marital issues that she's covering up as, oh, we're just not following the old rules of marriage and he's moved out and I have someone special in my life. I'm dating someone.
Yeah.
So obviously
I think in
something
that moment
happened.
They were, yeah, okay. Yeah. But yeah, I think that it's what probably happens is that you're trying to bring back those old feelings, so you do the vow renewal.
Sometimes it works.
And then it's like, yeah, it's I feel like the way we did before. I remember why I truly loved you and fell in love with you. And then most of the time, though, I think it's kind of like,
20 years later,
it's not the one for me.
I mean, they did have a vow renewal 10 years ago or so.
Yeah.
And it stuck. This one didn't stick as much because now we know there's... I've heard he's moved back into their house.
Oh.
Bronwyn said he's moved back in. We'll see how that unfolds. It's extremely messy.
Yeah.
I like Bronwyn on the show.
I do. I really like
her. But in real life, there's just so many things about their family I just don't get. Like, I love seeing her journey on the show with sobriety. But I almost agree with what Shannon said. It's a little much. Like, it's... almost every episode revolves around it now, and now we're going to start also getting into coronavirus, and so I just don't want this season to become too depressing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, too
and I'm not knocking
draining.
I'm not knocking Bronwyn, because I think what she's doing is amazing. You know, we're on episode 6 of season 15, and this is where it's going to start getting into coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of Bronwyn's alcoholism, I don't know. Do you agree with Shannon? Is it getting too much?
I think so. I mean, I can agree with you on that. Like, because I was watching it and...
I really like Bronwyn.
Yeah, I really, really like Bronwyn. But it's like, when I watch like Salt Lake City, it's like, oh, this is like an escape.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's that little bit of escapism. And it's because it's just hilarious and funny.
Fabulous.
Or like with watching like...
Money and...
Yeah, you know? And even watching with like New York and stuff. Or like Potomac and Beverly Hills were a little bit more like...
Real.
So it was
which
like...
Which is nice.
Yeah, which is good to have that thrown in there. But it does make it a little bit more draining. And so I can... I was even a little bit feeling in the OC thing. I was like, this is just like...
This is wearing.
A lot.
Yeah, this
yeah,
is a lot.
It's a little bit like... I'm still enjoying watching it so far.
Yeah.
But I can...
I want them to start picking up some other storylines.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think Bronwyn needs to be the lead for the whole season. Does that make sense? And I think that's because Tamra's gone. They need a lead. And so, like, everyone likes to complain about Beverly Hills, how, you know, usually only one person has a storyline and everyone else attaches to that. Mm-hmm. For OC, I think that everyone else is attaching to Bronwyn because without Tamra and Vicky there, there's nothing else going on.
Well, Bronwyn's definitely bringing drama.
Oh, she is. Oh, yeah.
Unintentionally or intentionally. So, I mean, I can see how a lot of it does revolve around her because so far all of the major feuds have been related to Bronwyn.
That's true. Yeah.
I mean, 90%
of them. This is her season. This is her,
which I love Bronwyn. This is no shade to her at all. And I still want to continue seeing her journey, but I do agree with you that I would like to see other things open up.
Yeah.
Also, I'm standing by. I don't like Kelly Dodd.
You don't like Kelly?
I don't like Kelly. Nope.
Kelly 100% is an acquired taste.
Do not like her. She is a cold, heartless bitch. She is so just
very
full
insensitive.
Of herself, insensitive.
Very like, in her own world.
I just do not like her. I think she looks classy. She looks tacky, classless. She just looks like a complete, like, you want to talk about, like, going insane over alcohol. She wants to judge Bronwyn. And then she's like, oh, there's no tequila at the party. Yeah, like, there's still other alcohol.
And the bus ride. But they were all like, we can't drink. And
well, they said they can't drink because they had drinks there.
Well, and see, what I want to point out about
Bronwyn just said she didn't want tequila. Provided drinks for everybody.
That's Bronwyn's event. And so Bronwyn gets to choose.
Exactly.
What I don't agree with, though, is Bronwyn saying that Shannon intentionally tried to trigger her at her event by having all of the drinks around.
I don't think she trigger her, but I would say it as a good friend, it would have been nice of Shannon to give her a heads up.
No. Because you I thought, you know what? Shannon should have given her a heads up. I thought that, and then I thought, you know what? Bronwyn's an adult, and the world is full of alcohol, and so you're not always going to go to an event where you can call the person and be like, so out of all of these guests, I'm an alcoholic, and so you have to accommodate me. I understand that Shannon's her friend, so she should have been able to call her and be like, would you mind not having any tequila or something like that?
Well, no. It's not even about that. Shannon's event. So Bronwyn doesn't get to tell Shannon what she can and cannot serve
exactly.
at her party.
Exactly. That's...
Yes.
Yeah.
But as a good friend, Shannon should have been like, hey, Bronwyn, there's going to be alcohol here. There's going to be tequila.
Bronwyn should assume that there's going to be alcohol. At Bronwyn's event, Bronwyn gets to control it. But at other people's event, if there's alcohol there and Shannon didn't specifically say there's going to be alcohol and Bronwyn got there and she's all shocked that there's so much tequila, oh, Shannon's trying to trigger me?
Well,
come on.
I think the blame falls on both ends. And here's why. So I think Shannon should have, you know, sent
her
text,
courtesy text.
Be courteous of it, and then... Bronwyn should have been looking out for herself and been like, hey, girl.
I just don't like
that
Bronwyn feels like people should be looking out for her. Like, we're adults.
Yeah,
but
I
understand that it would have been courteous.
She's in a position where she's really struggling. And so I think in this moment, she needs a little bit of coddling, and I think that that's okay.
Yeah.
I think it's okay. That should be acceptable. If this was
and
like,
I'm actually very impressed that she had any alcohol at her vow renewal.
Yeah,
because if that was my event, I would have been like, no, because I can control this. But the fact that she did that was like, that was a power move. Like, I can control myself. That's respect.
Yeah. And I think that it's like, I mean, and she sent the tequila to the rooms directly because who had tequila there that she talked about? Somebody had like...
Nobody. There was no tequila anywhere.
No. There was somebody...
Shannon and Kelly bought tequila and brought it to their rooms.
Somebody, I thought somebody had their own like tequila brand or something.
That's Lisa. That's Salt Lake City.
No, I know that. There was somebody's alcohol got sent to the rooms.
You're confused.
I don't know. I swear to God, I heard that.
Shannon and Kelly bought alcohol, and the alcohol...
Yeah, no, I know
Shannon,
that they
no,
brought
listen,
them
listen,
in.
Listen, Shannon's alcohol was sent to her room because Shannon was like, I don't want Bronwyn to see it. Kelly walked in with it. So Shannon's alcohol was sent to her room.
Oh,
nobody
okay.
owns the alcohol.
Okay.
It's okay.
That's what I got confused
It's okay.
Okay, I got a little confused. But anyway, that's where it's like, okay, if you want to bring alcohol and send it to your room. And,
discreetly.
Yeah, do it discreetly. Like, that's fine. That's one thing. Kelly was just being a bitch to be a bitch. She's just like walking in with this giant thing of tequila. Oh, yeah, I have tequila here. I just wasn't supposed to show you.
I didn't know it was your trigger. And yeah, she did, they sorry. Talked about it in the bus.
Yeah. And it's like, it's not like you didn't know it was a trigger and you already bought it. Kelly was, you heard that it was her trigger and then you went and bought it.
I think that was really wrong. Okay.
It's the only reason. Wrong.
Listen, the
it's
only reason wrong. I.
She only went and bought the tequila because she knew that it was a trigger for Bronwyn. And that was why she went and bought it.
Well, okay. The only reason I like Kelly is because I watched her since she came on. Kelly makes me laugh. She's insensitive. She's gross. She says really stupid things. But then there'll be like another moment where she'll say something funny and it'll make me laugh. That does not discredit or disregard, though, everything that happened. And I think
she's a very toxic individual.
I think that Kelly did that on purpose to be like, you can't control me. I'm going to do what I want to do.
Yeah. Like, and watch that's me. I just don't like her because it's like, you can be funny without being a jerk. Like,
that was toxic.
And that's where it's like, it doesn't matter how funny you are. Like, I don't think you're very funny if your morals are so out of touch.
Oh.
Like that.
Oh. Oh.
That's how I feel. So I don't like her at all.
Let's get to the actual.
Do not like her.
Vow renewal.
Period.
I.
There's no redemption for Kelly.
Oh my God, calm down. Okay. The actual vow renewal, I was very uncomfortable throughout. I didn't watch it and think, this is a sweet moment. Look at that amazing family. This room is full of love. I was just like, this is awkward.
I feel like it would have been.
And I think a lot of it was because of Shannon and Kelly's tension.
Yeah, I think it started off like lovely.
And then it was like.
And then it got awkward.
The kids started talking.
Yeah, it was.
And their son was like, awkward. I didn't understand what that meant.
It totally.
He was like,
to me, I was like, that is his age
way levels. To kill a vibe.
Yeah, I think that it was funny. It's funny to like him and his friends that like shock value humor. So he was trying to do some shock value humor.
I'm very good at shock value humor.
So am
you know
I.
That. But see, yeah. Like, but we can read a room, honey.
Yeah,
read a room.
Yeah, and that was not the time or place to do it. It just was. So here's the thing: not only was it not appropriate, but it wasn't actually funny.
It wasn't. So if you're confused, if you didn't watch or if you did, Bronwyn and Sean's son, Jacob, they were like, okay, did any of the kids want to say anything? And Jacob was like, Dad, do you promise to love Mom if she ever embezzles your money and runs away from us? And Mom, do you promise to love Dad if he decides to go off and cheat on you with a 12-year-old model? Like, I was like,
yeah.
What?
Yeah,
what
I
now?
Was like, what
and,
is.
And looking back, they probably were going through some marital issues that led to him moving out at that point.
Yeah.
And they were probably standing there like, nobody knows, but we know. And everyone's looking at us and this is awkward.
Yeah. I just feel like it would have been like, it's, there's so
just
many things.
Just the whole
things.
Event was weird.
Yeah.
I didn't
it just,
get it.
Just
it
so
was
weird.
Just weird.
And that's where it's like, it's, oh, it's okay to like poke fun at somebody and like,
this
but it's
event.
Like, that's not the time to do it or the manner
well,
to do
he,
it even if he was
kid.
Even
he
if
was he was a kid or he is he a teenager I don't know I just I would never have said
it's
that
it's just so
awkward.
It was so awkward
embarrassing
I was
mortified.
Embarrassed
I was mortified
yeah
like you ever watch like TV shows
and you
or
just cringe internally?
Like secondhand cringe
yeah
I get that and I literally have to close my eyes and put my head under the blanket like I can't
yeah I feel bad for him because it's like I can't even imagine what
and now everyone's watching it on TV and
yeah it was just so awful
okay I have
it
a
was
question
horrible
I have a question
oh no
do you think that Shannon is starting a water brand to compete with Kelly
I no
so
I
Kelly
think,
owns,
she said it was like a supplement so
it's
I think it's like
something.
A Which I don't even know what that
I
is.
I think it's like something you
it's like a
put
powder,
in water. I
think,
don't know.
Right?
Kelly, when she confronted Shannon, was obviously drunk because if you watch Kelly enough on the show, you know the face and the voice that she does when she's dazed.
Gotcha.
I think that she was, I think that she had too much to drink and got a little confident and was going to confront Shannon.
Yeah, I just thought, you want to talk about
would,
bad timing?
Shannon
you want to talk
never.
About like, if you're going to crucify Whitney for bringing up the whole thing
yeah.
with Lisa at the
terrible
party.
Terrible timing.
What? Wait, not even the
and
fact that
I love
that
Shannon
it was
went
at...
around. She was like, guess what Kelly just said to me? I'm just going to move all around. Guess what happened? I just, in the middle of this vow renewal, I just have to sit down and tell
yeah,
you
yeah, I honestly like, just
me.
Like, I'm sorry, but like, I feel like
that was
Kelly and Shannon
timing.
Are both a little
no,
toxic.
No, Shannon is the longest standing cast member now, and she's only been on since season 9. Shannon is a good person with good intentions. And I don't believe, after watching her for so many years, that she would ever start a cheater brand to compete with Kelly. I think Shannon has good morals. I don't think she would ever want to do anything to intentionally trigger Bronwyn. I know you, from
Here's
watching
the okay,
season,
yeah.
you think Shannon's phony.
I think, here's what I think.
But Shannon let me clarify this.
I think that, okay, so here's my difference between Kelly Dodd and Shannon. Because I strongly dislike Kelly. I just am like, ugh, about Shannon. Okay, and here's why, which is a big difference.
Because she's outside the Tres Amigas, and you don't get to see her with Tamara and Vicky.
Well, okay, so here's how I feel about it. I think I agree with you. I think that Shannon does have good intentions, like, 95% of the time. I think she's very, like, much like you or I, where she's doing her best, and sometimes...
She slips up.
She slips up like everybody else, and I think that she doesn't have the best accountability all the time, but I think that she's a genuinely good person who is trying her best. Kelly Dodd, I don't think that at all. I don't think that Kelly Dodd is a good person. She's mean.
I can't not
She's
agree.
Selfish, and she's toxic but and rude just, for no reason.
She makes me laugh. But she makes me laugh.
She's a bad person.
I know.
And I stand by that. I will stand by that.
I know. I understand. I have to let go.
Yeah, you need to let go. It's a toxic relationship, Spencer. She's hurting you.
The Real Housewives of Orange County airs every Wednesday on Bravo. And I forgot to say, The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City airs every Wednesday on Bravo. We literally get two housewife shows in one night. There's no reason not to watch it.
Iconic.
Iconic. I love that, like, when we get heated about housewives, that's when, like, the crazy rain starts, the ambiance.
I think maybe we're some waterbenders and don't know it.
What's a waterbender?
Like, from Avatar.
I've never seen Avatar.
Well, like a waterbender, like you can control water. So, like, as our emotions get, like, hyped, then the rain comes down harder.
Nature.
Yeah. We're in tune with nature.
Anyway.
In tune with us.
Let's move on to some more celebrity news.
Let's do it.
Chadwick Boseman, who is the late actor.
Yes.
Who played Black Panther. The producer, like, for the movies, recently came out and said, you know, they're making a Black Panther 2, but no, we're not going to digitally recreate him. Which I was like, thank God. Because there had been fan speculation. Maybe they'll put him in the movie through CGI.
I'm not here for that.
I don't want to watch a hologram. Like, I know Whitney Houston, they did that hologram tour a year or so ago.
I just feel like it would have been weird and wrong. I don't know. I just wouldn't like that. I hope that they make Shuri, the actress who plays Shuri.
I never saw Black Panther. Was it
good? It's so good. Honestly, I think it's one of my favorite Marvel movies, period.
I need to watch it.
It's incredible. And Michael B. Jordan is in it.
Oh,
Michael B. Jordan's
the People Magazine
is...
Sexiest Man Alive.
Ugh, yes.
2020.
Oh, absolutely.
What was it last year? Blake Shelton. Ugh. And everyone was like, really?
Yeah. I was like, I mean...
Good for Michael. I like Michael B. Jordan.
Michael
I think
B.
he's
Jordan
cool.
Jordan is amazing. He's a fantastic
actor. He's an actor. Isn't
he's
he a basketball?
Such a good person.
Isn't he a basketball player?
No, that's Michael Jordan.
Oh my God. I'm sorry. I'm that person. I don't know anything about sports.
No, it's Michael B. Jordan. That's why the B's in there. It stands for Bay. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh my gosh. Of course it
Michael
does.
Michael B. Jordan.
I actually really like Michael B. Jordan. I've seen
he's
him
fantastic.
In a few things. He's
awesome
in
Rocky.
Actor.
He's in Fahrenheit 451.
He was in Black Panther?
Yeah, he plays the villain. He plays Killmonger.
I bet that's good.
He is.
They should make it about him. Just switch it around and make it about the villain.
He
died?
Yeah, he died at the end.
Spoilers, sorry.
Sorry.
Anyway.
Spencer, just make it about him. I mean, I would love to.
But he dead. So, what's her name? Victoria Alonso. She's the producer for Black Panther. She put out a statement because, you know, fans have been asking, you know, are you going to digitally recreate him? What are you going to do? And here's what she said. There's only one Chadwick and he's no longer with us. Sadly, our king has died in real life, not only in fiction. And we're taking a little time to see how we continue the story and how to honor this chapter of what has unexpectedly happened to us. So painful and terrible, to be honest. So I think that's a perfect response.
100%.
I don't want to see him in CGI.
No.
I don't like the whole hologram performances of late singers. Don't open that door.
No.
Because then it's going to be like, well, let's recreate Marilyn Monroe and make a bunch of new movies. Let's start this whole remake thing. Like, no.
No.
They're dead.
Yeah.
They're done now.
Yeah. Let them rest in peace and stop using their image for
So I think this is a good move on Marvel.
I think so, too. I hope... Here's what I think. I think that it should go...
Like they used of Carrie Fisher in Star Wars.
Sure. They can use deleted scenes to help create the new story.
Flashbacks.
Yeah, absolutely. And then I think it should go... So in the movies, there's a character named Shuri. I don't remember who plays her.
But you think she should take the lead?
Oh, absolutely. Because she made his suit.
Wakanda forever.
Yes. I think Shuri should take it over.
I have to watch it now and then we'll discuss.
It's really good. It's really good. We need to do a movie night. We'll watch Miss Congeniality.
There's so many movies you haven't seen we need to watch.
I know.
We'll just add Black Panther to the list.
Weird because I worked at a movie theater and I haven't seen
hardly
any movies.
A movie gal.
No. I like movies. Yeah. But I'm not like a film connoisseur. I'm starting to watch more things, but like it's just hard for me to sit down.
Oh, you know what I did yesterday?
And watch something.
I broke out my Blue Bunny. And everyone knows.
Oh my god, you love Blue Bunny.
If we get any sponsors ever for this, if we ever get to that level where we get sponsors, Blue Bunny, I'm here. I took out my Blue Bunny double cookie dough thing container. I watched Unsolved Mysteries on Netflix. You know, the true crime.
Yes.
You would love that.
I would.
That's what I did yesterday. Because it was one of my off days.
Yeah. I love that.
From work. Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Yeah. I'm so excited.
For?
Our last hot topic. Mariah Carey, Queen of Christmas, is coming to save 2020.
I was humming.
I almost forgot about it.
The song yesterday at work.
I almost forgot. So the teaser trailer for Mariah's Apple TV special called Mariah Carey's Magical Christmas just came out yesterday. It's going to be like this Christmas special, I think a big concert, something. I don't really know what it is, but there's a ton of special guests.
Oh.
Mariah, Ariana Grande, and Jennifer Hudson are all doing a collab. New song, music video.
Love it.
Snoop Dogg's going to be in it. Jermaine Dupri, Tiffany Haddish, Billy Eichner, the Peanuts Gang from Charlie Brown.
Love that.
Who else? Oh, it's going to be a star-studded event.
I love it.
So Mariah Carey's Magical Christmas comes out on Apple TV on December 4th. You know I will be there with my Blue Bunny.
Yes.
I will be there. I'm so excited.
I love that.
I'm ready for Christmas.
Lego Star Wars Christmas special came out two days ago. I need to watch it. No, hang on.
That doesn't
It's
compare.
Supposed to be really funny. That I'm really excited. I need to watch it.
Do you know that I have a Mariah Carey, you know what Fanjoy is? Where people can release their merch. And
oh, yeah.
So Mariah Carey did this Fanjoy Christmas box thing with like Christmas t-shirts, her CD, a mug, Christmas memorabilia. I bought it. I still have it. I decorate with it every year.
I love that. I love that so much. You know, you need to come over. I move into my apartment at the end of this month, and you need to come over and help me with Christmas decorations. We need to go to the dollar store, and I'll buy a bunch of Christmas.
The dollar store.
I need to get cheap Christmas decorations, and then we'll
do it. It's okay. I don't judge you.
Thank you.
A lot.
I just need, like, some tinsel. Yeah, and
I'll help you.
It'll be fun.
Yeah.
We'll put some up.
Alrighty. Well, I think that's everything cycling through TRM this week. We covered all the celebrity news, housewives, holidays, movies. We really talked about everything.
Absolutely, we did.
I feel like this week was good.
It was.
We had good. I think the rain, it was cozy.
It was.
We were in our
good
element.
Vibes. Yeah. We had good vibes this week.
Yeah. And just a reminder, next week, I don't think there'll be a new episode. Just because
it's
Thanksgiving.
It's Thanksgiving.
Enjoy your families.
We will be posting a new YouTube video sometime soon.
Soon. God, we're so behind on YouTube.
Yeah, we will be posting a new YouTube video soon, but there won't be an official episode next week because of the holiday.
Yeah.
So spend some time with your family. And if you're missing us, you're missing that drama. Bring up politics at the dinner table.
Oh,
it'll be all the drama you need.
Iconic.
If you want to check us out, you can find us on Instagram at the.rumor.mill. You can find us on Twitter at TRM Updates. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at The Rumor Mill. And follow our personal host pages. Mine is trmhost.lexi.
And mine is at trmhost.spencer. You can find us on all podcast platforms. New episodes every Friday, except for next week. And we'll see you next week.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, bye.
See you next time.